我们先向主做个祷告。主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们在主日的早晨，我们来到你的面前。主啊，这一天是你祝福的一天，主啊，愿我们的敬拜蒙你的祝福。主耶稣，我们带着我们的本相来敬拜你。
But we come and worship you as we are.
你是察看内心的。
You examine our heart.
只有用心灵和诚实来敬拜的是你所喜爱的。
Those who worship in truth and in spirit will please by you.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
主啊，你接近我们，主啊，我们父女两人在这里做你的圣工。
May you cleanse me and my father here while we were serving you.
主啊，你恩待我们，因为你的教会的需要。
Lord, may you be gracious to us because of the needs of your church.
主啊，求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
Where is your spirit, there is freedom.
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus,
恳求你听我们祈求祷告，奉靠主耶稣的名。
We pray that you will hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
请弟兄姊妹打开新约圣经。
Shall we open our Bible? Shall we turn to the New Testament?
马太福音第五章一到十二节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 to 12.
新约马太福音第五章一到十二节。
The Gospel of Matthew in the New Testament verses 1 to 12.
我们一起来念。
Shall we read together when we find them?
一二三
One, two, three. Jesus now went when he saw the crowd, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying,
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜惜人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。世人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为他能够因我所骂你们、逼迫你们、又造各样的坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了。因为在你们以先的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。第二处圣经，路加福音十章
The second portion of scripture we will be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
路加福音第十章四十一、四十二。
Luke chapter 10 verses 41 and 42.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦躁，但是不可少的只有一件。马已经选择上好的福分，是不能。”这《路加福音》。这个马大的故事，玛利亚的故事，我们都很熟。
The story of Martha and Mary in the Gospel Luke, we're very all familiar with it.
我用这一节圣经，我希望借它这一个题目。
So I'm quoting this verse from the Gospel of Luke as my topic today.
耶稣说，玛利亚不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选了上好的福分。
Jesus said, Mary has chosen what is better.
上好的部分就是我今天讲到的题目。
So the better portion or the better blessing is my topic this morning.
我们试想一下，玛利亚她的上好部分是什么
？Let's consider what is this better blessing of Mary.
玛利亚已经选择上好的福分。
Mary has already chosen what is better.
我们今天要选择的上好的福分是什么
？What is this better blessing that we are to choose today?
我想，马太福音是新约的头一卷。
The Gospel of Matthew is the first book in the New Testament.
登山宝训是耶稣头一批的讲道。
The Beatitude is the first sermon Jesus had.
那我想，这一个题目就是叫我们看到有八个福放在那里。
And this Beatitude shows us that there were eight blessings.
其中的主耶稣一次到就讲好了。
And eight blessings were preached in one sermon by Jesus.
这莫非就是耶稣所说的上好的福分。
Are these the better blessings that Jesus was talking about later?
我们做基督徒的，我们很熟这一段圣经，
who,
包括我自己在内。
We who are Christians are very familiar with these portions of scripture, including myself.
常常疏忽了这一个上好的福分。
And I always overlooked these a better blessing.
这个福分不是我们地上常常要找到的这一种福。
These are not the blessings that we always go for on the earth.
好像我家里钱多了是个福。
Just as if I'm getting rich, it's a kind of.
我家里有喜事，这是一个福。
If there are happy things happening in my house, it is a.
我的长寿是一个福。
My long life would be a blessing.
但是这些福是好的。
Yes, these are good blessings.
但是比起上好的福分，它是次好的福分。
Yet comparing to the better blessings, these are the less.
所以我们今天一起来思想这上好的福分。
So this morning, shall we all consider about these?
头一个福分就是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
天国是什么
？What is the kingdom of heaven?
就是犹太人知道的，他们要等候的一个弥赛亚来到。
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom that, just as the Jews were hoping that their Messiah will come in this kingdom.
犹太人称为弥赛亚的国度，我们外邦人就是称为千禧年的国度。
The Jews referring to this as the kingdom of Messiah, and as we Gentiles, we call it the millennium kingdom.
所以说，头一个福就是天国的福。
The first blessing is the blessing of the kingdom of heaven.
什么叫虚心
？What is the poor in spirit?
圣经说贫穷，灵心贫穷，灵里贫穷的人有福。
Original language says the blessed are the poor in spirit.
我们常常说谦卑就是虚心。
We're often saying the humble means modest.
对，有一点像，但是不是等同的。
These two things are quite similar to each other, but they're not exactly the same.
一个虚心的人，就是贫穷、邻里一无所有的人。
Those who are humble are the ones who claim them to be poor in spirit.
自己知道无有，并且承认自己的无有。
They know they are nothing, and they confess that they are nothing.
那虚谦卑的人呢？好像他是一个地位的人，他是有钱财的人，他是有学问的人。
Those who are modest are as if they are high in the social status, or they are rich and they are highly educated.
他不夸耀这一些。
But they do not boast what they have.
他愿意来到我们中间。
They're willing to come amongst us.
这就叫谦卑。
And this is called modest.
我有时候看到有一些博士，有些硕士，有些商博士，甚至于到我们中间来信耶稣，我说他是有一定的谦卑在里边。
Sometimes when I see those highly educated people, the doctors, the masters, the post-doctors, they came and believe in God and worship with us, and I say they are modest people.
但是就他的灵里来说，他是贫穷的。
Because according to their spirit, they
一无所有。
They have nothing.
如果一个尼哥底母来找耶稣。
If Nicodemus came and asked Jesus,
耶稣说 你要重生。
And Jesus said, you need to be born again.
尼哥底母是一个有地位的人。
When Nicodemus is
是一个有权威的人。
He has power.
是犹太教的领袖。
He's a leader in the Jewish council.
他来做耶稣，他谈得上是谦卑的。
He is modest when he comes to see Jesus.
但是耶稣对他毫不客气。
Jesus has left no mercy for him.
耶稣说，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus said to him very directly, if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母似乎听不懂。
And Nicodemus seems to be very confused.
我们今天听懂了。
Today we've understood.
就是你这个尼哥底母，你算来在人看来是一个成功的。
Nicodemus, although he appears to be a very successful man,
但是你
man's eye,
到神面前来必须重生。
Yet when he comes before God, he had to be born again.
就是说你要脱胎换骨。
This is to say he needs to be born again.
这是一句很厉害的话。
And this is a very strict saying.
尼哥底母没有因这句话，他走了。
But Nicodemus was not turned down by this saying from Jesus.
所以我们说，我们到主面前来，我们各个每一个人几乎都要承认自己是一无所有。
So everyone who comes before God, we all must have confessed that we have nothing in ourselves.
人若自以为有，就是自欺。
If someone who has nothing but claims he has something, he is deceiving himself.
所以我们说，虚心的人有福了。
Therefore, blessed are the poor in spirit.
那你有希望进天国。
Because you have the hope to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
第二个福。
The second blessing is.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
哀痛是什么？
What is?
就是很伤心。
Mourning means sorrowful.
伤心的很厉害。
Was grieving, very sorrowful.
我们说人即使有时候很有痛苦的事临到。
We know that sometimes there were painful things come upon them.
有了失了亲人。
Some have lost their dear ones.
有的时候他说自己天灾人祸。
Other times there's disasters or sad things happening.
好像我的一个邻居，我们今天可以带他来的。他是一个成功的人。
I have a neighbor and we originally wanted to bring her here today.
答应今天来。
And she also promised to come to worship.
那么他来呢，我的姊妹要陪他来。
So if she was to come, my wife would.
但是昨天晚上忽然之间，他的父亲在上海过世了。
But last night, all of a sudden, her father passed away in Shanghai.
所以他今天没有来。
So she couldn't come today.
这个人际的眼泪。
The tears in mankind.
我们眼泪是从内心出来的。
Tears came from inner emotion.
这里所说的哀痛就是悔改的眼泪。
But here, mourning means the tears of repentance.
我们看到路加福音第七章那里说。
In Luke chapter 7, that it says,
有一个女人到耶稣的后面来哭了。
There was a sinful woman who kept weeping behind Jesus.
哭得很伤心，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
And she was weeping so hardly and her
tears. 这个眼泪是一大堆的眼泪啊。
She shed a lot of tears and they wet Jesus' feet.
怎么办呢？
So how?
她把头发放下来，来擦耶稣的脚。
So she let down her hair and wiped Jesus' feet.
她擦了耶稣的脚，又把香膏抹耶稣的脚。
And after she wiped Jesus' feet, she anointed his feet with a perfume.
最后，她用嘴亲耶稣的脚。
And in the end, she kissed Jesus' feet.
这个举动当中，我们可以看到这女人有一颗感激的心在里边。
From these actions, we can see that this woman really had a heart of gratefulness. in her.
所以耶稣说他的罪赦免了。
So Jesus said her sins were forgiven.
这一个女人有这样的一个举动，主耶稣把她作为一篇讲道。
Because of these actions that woman had, Jesus were using this story as a sermon.
他好像是在责备一个西门，他说我到你的家来，你没有给我洗脚。
And it sounded as if Jesus was rebuking Simon. I've come to your house, but you didn't wash my feet with water.
你也没有给我亲嘴。
And you didn't kiss me.
耶稣说，这个女人许多的罪都赦免了。
But Jesus said, for this woman, many of her sins were forgiven.
主耶稣说，有人欠五十两，有人欠五两。
Jesus said, some had owed 50 grams and some had owed 5 grams.
他问西门说，你说哪一个人更有感激的感激他的？
And he asked Simon, who do you think is more grateful to the owner, to the master?
西门回答的对，他说赦免的多，他的爱多了。
And what Simon had replied is right, becauseAnd the one who had a bigger debt cancelled will have more love towards the master.
耶稣称赞那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安回去吧。
And Jesus praised this woman, saying, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has saved you.
好像她的出发的一个是从信心来出发。
As if this whole thing originated from faith.
他对耶稣的拯救、耶稣的赦免没有一点怀疑。
She didn't doubt at all about Jesus' salvation and Jesus' forgiveness.
今天我们对耶稣的十字架的救恩，我们没有一点怀疑，我们用信心来接受。
Today, we shouldn't either doubt anything about the salvation of Jesus' cross. We should accept it by our faith.
今天你我在座的每一位，我们许多的罪他都赦免了。
Today, many, many things of you and me were forgiven by Jesus.
所以说耶稣说你平平安安的回去吧，这是一个祝福的话。
So Jesus blessed the woman, you go in peace.
主耶稣悦纳了这一个女人的一种爱心，一种感激心，所以我说他的眼泪是悔改的眼泪，也加上感恩的眼泪。
And Jesus is pleased with the woman's faith and gratefulness. So I would say this woman's tear is the tear of gratefulness and a tear of repentance.
我们常常会忘恩啊。
We often forget his grace.
如果你做一个忘恩的人，发怨意的人，那你的灵性要倒退。
If we keep forgetting His grace and keep complaining, our spiritual situation will go backwards.
我们做一个常常感恩的人，凡事感恩的人，我们的灵性就会长进。
If we are a grateful person and be grateful for everything around us, then we shall progress in spirit.
所以这个姊妹做了我们的榜样。
So this sister is our example.
这个姊妹没有名字。
She didn't have a name in the Bible.
我们圣经常常保护这些悔改的人的一种隐私名字。
The Bible always protects the sinners, but not disclosing their name.
就是让他这个遮盖被主的爱遮盖起来。
So that she is completely covered.
Thank you.
里出来的问题。
Spiritual weakness comes from within.
古人说，温暖莫如水。
And there's an old saying, someone who is as meek as the water.
水是最温暖的，温柔的。
Water is most is softest and meek.
当水放在任何的容器里，你不管你什么形状，它都能适应。
Whatever vessel you put the water in, the water will become the shape of that vessel.
好像我们每天会碰到新的情况出现，新的环境变化。
Every day we encounter new situations and new changes.
你都能够适应。
As if you can be used to all kinds of situations.
包括突然来的事情，你也照样能够安静。
Including when you face things that happening all of a sudden, but you would be able to stay calm.
这就叫属灵的温柔。
This is a spiritual meekness.
温柔给我们的感觉是很甘甜的。
Meekness towards us gives the feeling of sweetness.
很阳光的，很美丽的，很有力量的。
It is beautiful. It is sunshine and it is powerful.
温柔不是软弱的表现。
Meekness is not a symbol of.
箴言书说，温柔的舌头能够折断窝头。
The proverb says, a meek tongue will crush the bone.
在这方面，好像女性比较姊妹比较有一点占优势。
From this perspective, it seems as if sisters have more advantages of this character.
但是照样弟兄也有温暖的，也有不温暖的。
It is true that brothers, some are meek and some are not.
我在读英语的时候，来了一位代课的老师。
When I studied English, there was a substitute teacher came into our class.
他很年轻。
He was very young.
我看上去刚刚从学校里出来。
To me, he seems as if he's just graduated from the university.
那是他代课，他讲的很有声有色。
And he really gave a very good lesson at that time.
我们同学上了课以后啊，反应非常好。
And after the class, there were very good
feedback
about him.
很有经验的一个老师。
He looked very experienced.
讲的很人家能够听得懂，而且呢，很喜欢他的一种方法。
His teaching really helped the students to understand, and people really liked the way he taught.
等到放课的时候，大家都上去问他，常问他叫什么，姓什么，在哪里上课，什么时候到这里来啊？
So,
他问了好多问题。
So after class, all the students went up to talk to him and asking him about where he comes from, etc.
这一个女老师脸上，我看出她不一样。
From this teacher's face, facial expression, I can see there's something different there.
我就问她。我说你是基督徒？
I asked him, are you a Christian?
Yes.
那他说he said,
果真是基督徒。
Yes, he said yes.
我不是说你好像基督徒。
I didn't say you look like a Christian.
你是基督徒。
I said, are you a Christian?
被我看准了。
And I was right.
我很高兴。
I was glad.
我想这样年轻的，我问他你哪里来？他说我内蒙古来。
And I asked where you come from, and he said, I came from
Mongolia.
And I'm called Mr. Lee.
哎呀，我真是喜欢这个，真是高兴。那一个穷苦的地方，有这样一个美丽的、一个有才干的一个女孩子来到。
康熙主耶稣的生命。我们知道温柔是圣灵的果子。所以我们只有求圣灵来帮助我们改变我们的生命。刚才一首诗很好，我很喜欢。
The hymn we just sang is my favorite hymn.
但愿主耶稣的美丽在我们身上显现。
May the beauty of Jesus be manifested from us.
第四个，既渴慕你的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Fourth blessing, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness.We know that the 12 years old, when a boy is 12 years old, he becomes the son of law.
他也跟着父母到圣地去。
According to the custom, Jesus went up to the holy temple to worship God.
父母回去了，他还没有回去。
And the parents went home, Jesus stayed in the temple.
把父母找得好苦。
So his parents were looking for him anxiously.
结果在圣地里面过了三天，在圣地里面看见他。
And after three days, his parents found Jesus in the temple.
他坐在教室中间，一面听一面问。
He was sitting among the law, the teachers of the law, asking and listening.
来听见他的都希冀他的应对。
Whoever heard his response were quite amazed.
主耶稣的智慧和圣良，并神儿人喜爱他的心，日益增长。
The Lord Jesus grew up in stature as well as in wisdom, and he found favor in man and in God.
一个12岁的人，是比较喜欢玩的。
A boy who is 12 years old normally likes to play around.
我想玛利亚不会告诉他，你是圣灵怀孕的。
I think at that time Mary hadn't told Jesus that you came from the Spirit, the perceive of the Spirit.
主耶稣长到12岁的时候，他里面有感应。
But when Jesus, he had this message within him.
我要为父的事，以父的事为念。
He had this feeling that I need to be about my Father's business.
我要好好的读圣经。
I need to read the Bible.
我想主耶稣对旧约的律法是滚瓜烂熟的。
I believe that Jesus was very familiar with the laws in the scripture.
他能问出好多问题。
Because he could ask so many questions.
他的水平跟教师的水平一样。
His level has almost reached the ones of that of those teachers of the law.
所以他们都觉得很稀奇。
So this has amazed all the teachers.
这个与众不同的一个孩子。
This is such a different child.
也顾不得吃饭。
And he skipped his meals.
也不考虑这个离开父母是什么一个滋味。
He wasn't worrying about being far away from his parents.
如果我的外甥他离开父母，他是过不下去的。
I know my grandson, if he leave his parents, he couldn't survive probably.
但是我很高兴，我的外甥每天晚上听于永杰的讲道。
Well, I was glad that my grandson every night listened to the sermon of Pastor Yu.
他晚上就睡觉以前就带着一个机器睡觉。
So he would go to bed with this MP3 player.
已经成了他的习惯。
And become his habit.
但是他可能。懂也可能不懂。
But maybe he doesn't understand half of it.
但是他就是喜欢于永杰弟兄的讲道。
But he just loves listening to the messages of Pastor Yu.
我感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
但愿他以后能够被主使用。
May the Lord use him in the future.
我们做父母的要注意我们的孩子有什么动向。
those who are parents, we need to be mindful of what's happening to our children.
你给他属灵的财富, 这是真正的财富。
If you give him the spiritual wealth, these are the real wealth.
让他从小长灵性。
So that he would grow in the spirit since young.
我们不能包庇他。
We can't do everything for it.
把他的需要都包下来了。
We can't just look after all every single need of our children.
把父母自己想到的都要在这个孩子身上培养成功。
We can't do too much about how to bring up, how to make our children successful according to our own thoughts and needs.
这可能是不太行得通的。
Those may not be worked out.
神要祝福谁就祝福谁。
Whoever God wants to bless,
你叫他长灵性, 神一定祝福他。
If you're mindful for their spiritual needs, God will bless them.
也许他能够被神使用。
Maybe one day they can be used by God.
所以我们盼望我们的孩子得到的也是上好的福分。
So we really hope that our children, next generation, will also receive the better blessing from the Lord.
50岁的时候,
when I was 50 years old,
我想到我以后的日子，如果是上班下班，那我什么事也做不成。
I thought about days to come. If I keep just going to work and come back to work,
我就想到我是不是早一点退休来侍奉神。
So I thought about retiring earlier so that I can serve the Lord better.
那我就下个决心，我说我要退休了。
I made a decision that I need to retire now.
按照我的属灵的年龄，我已经30岁了。
According to my spiritual age, I was 30 years by then.
那我30岁应该是长大成人了。
A man of 30 years old should be a grown up.
那我神的事我还 不太懂,
yet I was still young in the matter of God.
生命还没有造就好,
and my life was still immature.
所以来不及了,
so there wasn't too much time left.
那我30岁, 属灵的年龄, 这个时候, 30岁, 即使已经50岁, 那我就想到我还有一件事, 我要做神的侍奉神。
So when I was 30 years old in spirit, my earthly age was 50 years old, I thought there's one thing left for me. I need to serve the Lord.
主也成全了我的心愿。
And the Lord has fulfilled my heart desire.
我一面侍奉一面造就自己。
I have been serving the Lord and also edify myself.
快快地补上圣经的知识，属灵的知识。
And fill up the gap of Bible knowledge and the spiritual.
花一定的时间读经祷告。
And I spend the time to read the Bible, to pray to God.
如果你不渴慕, 你是不会长大的。
If you do not thirst for Him, you will not grow.
如果我们单靠我们礼拜天做一次礼拜, 我们的灵性很难长大。
If we are relying on just come to church every week to worship God on Sundays, our spiritual life will not grow.
如果你自己有一点功夫在画在这个属灵的之上,
but if you make effort by yourself to spend time on spiritual knowledge,
那么这个代价是值得的。
Then it is worth to spend the time and to pay a cost.
你付多少的代价跟你属灵的生命长大是成正比的。
The price you pay to learn spiritual things is proportionate to the life that you will grow in the spirit.
我们看到非洲的一个太监, AD28的太监到耶路撒冷做礼拜。
There was this eunuch of Ethiopia in the New Testament. He came to worship God.
他是女王手下的一个总管宁寇的。
He was the manager of the treasury under the queen.
但是他圣经一点也不懂。
But he could not understand the Bible.
他做了礼拜回去还是不懂。
After he worshipped God and went back, He still could not understand.
圣灵差遣腓力去帮助他。
The Holy Spirit then sent Philip to go and help him.
他怎么说呢？
What did Philip say?
腓力问他，你所念的，你明白吗？
Philip asked him, do you understand what you read?
他很坦白。
And he was quite frank.
他说，没有人指教我，我怎能明白呢？
He said, how can I understand if without the help of someone else to come and guide me?
但愿我们靠着圣灵，我们能够明白圣经。
I really hope that through the Holy Spirit, we can all come to understand His word.
圣灵是最好的老师。
The Holy Spirit is the best teacher.
真理的圣灵要把我们带进一切的真理。
The Spirit of truth will guide us into all the truth.
谢谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主耶稣回去了，他说我要差保惠师到你们这里来。
When Jesus ascended to heaven, he said that after I went back, I will send the Comforter amongst you.
他要指教你们，叫你们明白真理。
And when he comes, he will guide you so that you will understand all truth.
叫你们想起主的话。
So that you will think of the word of the Lord.
叫你们进入一切真理。
And he will help you to enter all the truth.
教会是高举真理的地方。
Church is the place where the truth is exalted.
主耶稣是真理。
Our Lord Jesus is the truth.
圣灵是真理。
The Holy Spirit is the truth.
神的道是真理。
And the Word of God is truth.
其他的都是相对的。
And all the other things are just a relative thing.
所以谢谢主啊，为我们预备地上有老师啊，所领的老师是圣灵。
So I thank the Lord who have prepared us a spiritual teacher on the earth, which is the Holy Spirit.
饥渴慕你的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
我们看到小孩子吃饱了就是睡。
We know that the babies, when they are filled, they just go to sleep.
吃得饱他就要吵。
And they will cry if they're not fed.
什么时候吵了就是他没吃饱。
Whenever they cry out, sometimes it means they're not filled.
我们灵性里面也是这样。
It is the same to us in the spiritual situation.
第五个福。
The fifth blessing.
清心的人有福了，因为必得吉甚。啊，连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
耶稣说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
Jesus said, I like mercy, I do not like sacrifice.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
祭祀就是一宗教的一套。
Sacrifice is those religious rituals.
灵穴就是你从心里面来行出属于圣经的要求。
Mercy is something coming from your heart to fulfill the obligation of the Lord Jesus.
灵穴的人有福了。
Blessed are the merciful.
灵穴就是宽容人家，就是同情人家。
Mercy means compassionate, it means pardon, forgiveness.
就是来帮助人家，或者呢陪同这些软弱的、失丧的人。
It means to help those who are lost and who are weak, and to just be with them.
我们以前面四个，就是把我们自己去造就好。
The first four blessings are to have the purpose of edifying, to build up ourselves.
那才有可能去帮助别人。
Then is it possible for us to go and help others?
就活出主耶稣的真理。
To live out the truth of Jesus.
这个路加福音第十章，耶稣说一个好撒玛利亚人这一个故事。
There was this story of the Good Samaritan recorded in the.
我们都很熟的。
which we're familiar with.
有一个人下耶利哥,
there was one who went to Jericho.
被强盗打得半死,
and he was beaten by the robbers.
有一个祭司从这里走过,
and the priest passed by.
有一个李卫人从这里走过,
the Levites passed by too.
他们看见这道不看见,
they both saw him, but they appeared as if they didn't see him at all.
唯有好撒玛利亚人走过,
only the good Samaritan, when he passed,
他用酒和油来医治他的伤口,
and he poured the oil and wine onto his wounds and bandaged them.
又扶他上了一个牲口,
and he put him on a donkey.
带他到客地去, and, 要给客地里的人,
and hand him to the innkeeper to look after him.
叫他养伤,
and so that he can stay there and have rest.
所有的费用我报下来,
and he said, I will reimburse you all the expense.
这就是好撒玛利亚人,
this is a story about the good Samaritan.
他喜爱连续,
he loves mercy.
唯有宗教人士,
but the religious personnel,
他喜爱祭祀,
they like to sacrifice,
他喜爱受律法,
they like to obey the law,
对人毫无帮助,
yet they have no mercy to the weak.
所以我们知道, 领血人的是有福了, 因为神要纪念他,
so blessed are those who had mercy on, who had mercy, because the Lord will remember them.
他这些善行, 善行, 他动了慈心,
those good,
神都要纪念,
those good deeds and good hearts and those mercy that they show will all be remembered by God.
所以当我们软弱的时候,
so when we are weak,
我们也需要别人来帮助我们,
we also need help from others.
我们也需要主来怜悯我们,
we need the mercy from the Lord.
主说, 我们这惯坦然无惧的来到主的慈恩宝座,
the Lord says, go boldly to the mercy seat.
他要得连续蒙恩惠,
and you will receive mercy and grace.
所以主耶稣对这个, 这个人说, 就是问耶稣的人说, 谁是我的邻舍?
So Jesus said to this man who raised the question, who is my neighbor?
耶稣说, 那个好撒玛利亚人就是你, 就是我们的榜样。
So Jesus said, this good Samaritan should be our example.
这个被强盗打得半死的人就是我们的邻舍。
And this guy who was beaten half dead by the robbers, he is our neighbor.
十章三十七节, 主耶稣说, 你去照样行吧。
In verse 10, 37 of chapter 10, Jesus said, go and do likewise.
这个就叫灵血,
and this is called mercy.
我们为主做的, 我们里面有感动做的, 我们里面靠着主的能力做, 我们一定能够得到主的称赞, 主的保证。
Whatever we do out of our the move of the Holy Spirit, and whatever we do out of the help of the Holy Spirit will definitely be rewarded by the Lord himself.
今天我们知道的很多,
today,
但是我们做的怎么样呢?
We know much knowledge, but how do we react? How what is our actions like?
但愿我们能说的我们能做,
I hope that whatever we can speak, we can also act out.
第六个, 就是清心的人有福了,因为他们必得地神。
The sixth blessing is for those who are pure in heart, for they will see God.
得地神, 这一个意思,
to be able to see God, what does it mean?
我们多么盼望主耶稣向我显现。
We all hope that Jesus will appear himself to us.
有时候晚上半夜里在梦里些, 在主的面前祷告,
sometimes we pray even in our dream in the midnight.
祷告是很里面有感动,
and we were praying and we have a lot moving from the Holy Spirit.
这算不算显现?
is this counted as Jesus appearing to ourselves?
我说轻信的人，在我看来，旧约这个约瑟是轻信的人。
According to myself, I reckon in the Old Testament, Joseph is counted as a man pure in heart.
新约这一个约瑟也是轻信的人。
And in the New Testament, Joseph is also a man pure in heart.
约瑟在任何的环境里面，神与他同在。
In the Old Testament, whatever circumstance Joseph encountered, God was with him.
那个约瑟是神差遣，是在四次向他梦中显现。
And the Joseph in the New Testament, God sent angels to appear to him four times.
那我们跟他们两个约瑟圣徒比起来，尚相差太远。
So comparing to those two Joseph, we seem to be behind a far way off.
我们正是说希望神与我们同在，我们正是说神有常常会感动我们。
Yes, we hope that God is always with us and God will always move us.
好像我们跟神很近。
And we desire for that close relationship with God.
神是圣洁的。
But God is holy.
我们人是相对的。
And we're relatively holy.
算以为圣洁。
We are counted as holy in God's eye.
中国说，中国字啊，神圣神圣，神跟圣是连在一起的。
In Chinese, holy, this word, this phrase holy is closely connected to God, the word God.
我们等一会破饼称为圣餐。
And later on, we'll have this holy communion. It's also holy. Breaking of bread, it is holy.
神的话称为圣经。
And God's word is called Holy Bible.
总要加上一个圣字。
We always have this word holy in front of whatever things that is of God.
基督徒也可以称为圣徒。
Christians can also be called a saint.
我们做的圣工。
Our service to God can be called a holy work.
我们敬拜的地方是圣所。
And where we worship and meet is called the sanctuary, the holy place.
神是本为圣。
Because God is holy.
我们人的肉体怎么会圣呢？
How can the flesh of man be holy?
但是诗篇告诉我们。
Yet the Psalms tells us.
诗篇二十四篇第四节。
In the Psalms 24,
谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节、清信心，不向虚妄，岂是不坏鬼哉？
Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what's false.
守要节，信要清。
Clean hands and a pure heart.
有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的手。
It says in the Bible, sinners, cleanse your hands.
心外二意的人要洁净你们的心。
Those who are double-minded, cleanse your heart.
所以我们在做什么，我们的心在想什么。
So what are we doing with our hands, and what are we thinking in our heart?
如果我们可以坦然的。对神对人坦然无惧的，我们就可以称为清信。
If we can feel boldly before God and before man, then we can be called a man of pure heart.
所以我们到神面前，我们常常要自洁。
So we who whenever we come before God, we need to cleanse ourselves.
好像我开始祷告的时候，有一段祷告。
Even before I started a prayer, I would have a short prayer.
求主来洁净我们。
I will pray to God that may the Lord come and cleanse myself and my daughter.
谢谢主。 我有至少有三年的时间可以侍奉神。
Then at least I would have about 10 years to serve the Lord.
那么我就有七分之一的时间为主为圣。
So that accounted as 1/7 of my whole life to return to the Lord.
我想主恩待了我，我不是主，我的身体好起来了。
And I thank the Lord because He is gracious to me.
现在我要
serve the Lord.
好，八十岁的方向去。
I'm getting stronger and stronger, and now I'm living towards 80 years old.
这是我原来没有想到的。
This was beyond my expectation originally.
那么我就是可以二十年的时间侍奉神。
And in that case, it is possible that I could have
八十岁里面，八十年里面有二十年。这个比例又高了。
20 years out of 80 years, it is a higher portion of my life that is offered up to God.
原来神给我们的要求，对一般的人的要求是十分之一。
Originally, the normal standard that God requires from His normal people is 1/10.
所以，我们正是说，你侍奉神是不吃亏的。
So we should say that serving the Lord, we won't suffer loss if we serve the Lord.
这是我第三次到澳大利亚。
This is the third time I came to Australia.
主在我年老的时候把我带到这里，好像带到牛栏里面。
In my old age, the Lord has brought me here as if I've entered the place, the land of milk and the land that flows milk and honey.
这像主里面的安息。
To enjoy the rest and peace in the Lord.
我的姊妹跟我真是今天活得很开心啊。
My wife and me enjoy every day of our life.
没有想到，哎呀，我们两年以后还有福利。
And we never thought that after 3 years we may receive the social benefits.
看病不要钱。
And it will be free to see the doctor.
上海还有一份退休工资。
And even in Shanghai, we still have some residual pension.
所以感谢主，我今天跟弟兄姊妹分享我内心里面的感恩。
Praise the Lord, as I share with you, I can't help giving my thanks to the God, to God, to our Lord.
你这个。世人和睦的人有福了。
Seventh blessing is for the peacemakers.
因为他们被称为神的。
For they will be called the sons of God.
我们主耶稣到世上来，用十字架成就了赎罪。
Jesus came to the earth and with the cross he has achieved.
神的儿子就是有一个工作，就是做和睦的工作。
The Son of God has one work, which is the work of peace and reconciliation.
就是人跟神。
Which is to reconcile before man and God.
人跟人。
And to make peace between man and man.
甚至于跟自己。
Even to make peace between man and himself.
所以我们看到十字架就是要叫做和睦的。
So we see the work of cross, which is for the peacemaker.
今天我们侍奉神的，我们应该是和平的。
Today we who serve God should sow the seed of peace.
我们到了哪里，哪里有福。
Wherever we go, there is peace.
我们到了哪里，高举神的。
Wherever we go, we exalt the name of the Lord.
我姊妹的一个远亲。
A wife's relative.
他是做和睦工作的。
He was a good peacemaker.
就是理论里面的条件纠纷的。
He was a mediator in the local community.
他的出身很苦。
He was born in a
9岁就做童工。
He was a child worker when she was 9 years old.
在一个纺织厂里面做童工。
He worked in a textile company.
那
factory
当然是做了一个劳动模范。
Of course, she was good at working. She was a model worker.
这样好的一个出身啊，是重点的培养的一个对象。
So he was quite caught the attention of the the seniors and they want to brought her up to be a successful person.
当他退休以后, 他就在街道理论里面做和解的工作。
So when she retired, she works as a mediator.
哪一家 顾不去了都去找他。
Whichever family has disputes or struggles, they will go and ask for help from her.
据说他的成功率是很高的。
I heard that his success percentage, the percentage are very high.
当地是一个著名的一个人。
And in the local community, she was quite famous for her work.
但是，reconciliation
work.
当他70多岁的时候， 他得了癌症。
When she was 70, in her 70s, she got cancer.
这个癌可能你们没有听到过。 叫亚肠骨的癌症。
Maybe you haven't heard about it. It's a cancer in the jaw bone in the mouth.
我们知道牙齿痛是痛得要命的。
You know when there's a toothache, it could be deadly. It's really painful for a toothache.
那么等他过不去的时候， 我们从远处传来这个人生癌症。
So when we heard the news, she got cancer.
我们去向传传福音吧。
We went to preach the gospel to her.
传传福音吧。
And we thought we give it a try.
她和她的丈夫都是无神论。
She and her husband, they both atheists.
都是厂单位里面的干部。
They were officials in the workplace.
文化很低。
They're not highly educated.
地位都不低。
But their social status are not low.
那一天我跟姊妹一起去。
And on that day, me and my wife went to see her.
我们是在家里祷告。
We prayed before we went.
我们那天去到了那个地方， 看到远处这个黑黑的一样， 好像一个大工厂一样的一样在磨。
When we are far away off, we saw that there was this black smoke coming up, as if it's coming from the factory.
我们说那里
大概是着火了。
Maybe there's a fire at that
place. When we arrived and we talked to her and her husband.
他们退休以后呢,
when they retired, they worship idols everywhere.
本来是无神的, 一下子是样样都要。
Originally they believed no God. But then all of a sudden they believe all God.
佛教也要, 法轮功也要。
Even Buddhism, even Falun Gong.
到了外地, 他们要造一个庙, 他去捐钱。
They went to the countryside and they even contribute and make a donation to a place who was building a temple for a false God.
当我们向他传福音的时候,
so when we preach gospel to them,
他已经不能吃了。
She couldn't eat.
讲话也有困难了。
She couldn't speak.
她睡也不能睡, 就在坐在床上。
She couldn't lie down, so she had to just sit on the bed.
他们可以把大医院的医生请到家里来。
They could invite all the doctors from big hospitals to their house.
就是在家里卫生啊, 我在看病啊, 这个跟他做这个护理啊。
So that they can receive the treatment at home.
她的女儿很有本事。
Because her daughter are quite useful.
最后我们讲到正路正地。
And in the end, we talk about our main point.
我说,
I said,
你求求耶稣好不好?
Are you willing to ask for Jesus?
只有耶稣能救你。
Only Jesus can save you.
我说你信耶稣吧。
I said, go believe in Jesus.
她找我看看。
She looked at me.
我说只有耶稣能救你的灵魂。
I said, only Jesus can save.
如果你要耶稣，
if you want Jesus,
我们可以为你祷告。
We can pray for you.
我说你祷告吧。
Let's pray, shall we?
她低低头。
And she nodded.
我马上跪下来。
So I knelt down immediately.
我这样好的机会要抓住。
It's a good opportunity. We must grasp it.
我们两个人跪下来，也不管旁边好多人，我们不管。
So both of us knelt down, regardless of many people around us.
我说主啊，你救她。
The Lord save her.
啊，她出生这么苦。
She was born in a poor family.
她的心里也是善良。
She was kind in her heart.
她今天走到人生的尽头。
Today she has come to an end of her life.
主啊，你让她上天堂。
Lord, save her.
你赦免她的罪。
Forgive her sins.
我们祷告了以后
After we prayed,
就离开了
we left,
后来有去过一次
and we, after that,
我们那个时候特别请好多教会的
and we also,
托他们为他祷告
also asked many brothers and sisters from our church to pray for them.
他们说我们也去看看他好吗
they said, oh, let's go and, visit
他好一点了吗
is she better?
这个人到底要不要啊
Does she really want Jesus?
他们衷心的是的，这一为他衷心祷告的人会问这些问题。
So yes, all the brothers and sisters who are really concerned will ask such questions.
后来大概过了两个礼拜。
And after 2 weeks,
他过世了。
She passed away.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord Jesus.
这样的一个人。人家问我他到底怎么样他救了吗
People ask me, is she really saved?
啊我怎么交代
How shall I, give her an account?
到底有没有得救我怎么知道
Is she really saved? I really don't know.
得救的凭据在哪里
Where is your, evidence of her salvation?
我祷告了好几天
I prayed for many days.
我说总要有个名目
I said, Lord, let me know. Let it be.
后来主提醒我
Lord Jesus,
他说那岂是大火啊
That day has a big fire there.
他是火中抢出来的柴啊
She was like this wooden wood which was
你们知道
from the fire.
那一天是从未有过的大火
You know on that day there was such a big fire that never happened
你们记得上海世博会
Do you remember the World Expo in 2010?
世博会结束以后
After the Expo
就是这一年这一个月
On the same year, the same month,
这幢房子高楼啊要大修他说这个墙外面要保温、
so、they were building the outer wall.
他把材料把这个保温的材料附上去、
they stick the thermal material to attach it to the wall.
哪里知道这个保温材料是容易造火的。
And they didn't know that those thermal materials are so flammable.
这个施工的工人一不小心把火点着了。
Because the carelessness of the workers.
然后很快从底下一直到顶上。
And immediately the fire came from bottom to the top layer.
那天很惨，这个大楼上面59个人没命了。
59 people dead because of the fire.
我想你们也许有点听到过，知道。
I think maybe you've heard about it.
所以这个就是我们今天要做的不是地上的这种和解
so this is the peacemaking it's not to reconcile between
我们是叫他信耶稣
we are to persuade her to believe in Jesus
让他心里有平安
so that she has Peace,
让他家里有平安
so that her house will receive peace.
我们今天还要让教会有平安
Today we shall also ask for the peace to his church.
世人和睦的人有福了
Blessed are the peacemakers.
必成为神的儿子
They will be called the sons of God.
所以我们要做这个和平的时代
So we shall be peacemakers.
为义受逼迫的人有福了
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of
因为天国是他们的
For theirs is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们逼迫你们又说各样的坏话毁谤你们你们就有福了
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的
And rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven.
所以感谢主，我们不是说我们人人都要受苦。
Praise the Lord. It is not to say that every one of us shall be persecuted.
我们要有一个受苦的心智。
But we should always have a heart of of suffering,
愿意背起十字架来跟从主，
which is willing to take up the cross to follow God.
我们不但要信道，
not only should we believe in His word,
我们还要行道，
we should also walk His word.
我们还要传道，
and preach His word.
最后我们要守住所信的道，
finally, we should keep His word.
所以谢谢主，这个就是宝福。
These are the eight blessings.
主耶稣告诉我们，
the Lord Jesus said to us,
天国是他们的。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国就是八个福。
Kingdom of heaven is for those.
如果你缺少哪一福，你要补上哪一个福。
Whichever blessing you lack, you need to.
我今天我弟兄说，这个福就是上好的福。
So I should say, these blessings are the better blessings.
没有比这个福更大的福。
There are no better blessings than these blessings.
除了主的母亲玛利亚的福。
Apart from the blessing the Lord Jesus birthed mom, Mary.
那是万代称她有福。
Her blessing is one that all the generation praises.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray? Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，感谢你。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
你把最要紧的要道告诉我们。
As you've told us all the key messages.
你把属灵的秘诀告诉我们。
You've told us the secrets of spiritual things.
天国是你为我们预备的赏赐。
The kingdom of heaven are a reward that you have prepared for us.
将来与许多人与亚伯拉罕、以色列、雅各一同坐。
In the future, there will be many people who will be sitting together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
主啊，我感谢你。
My Lord, thank you.
我们今天本来是没指望的。
Today we used to be the people who were hopeless.
本来是局外的，没有像以色列人那样的应许之约。
We used to be outside of your blessings and covenant as you promised to the Israelites.
但是你今天给我们的是同样的祝福。
Yet you have today given us the same blessing.
同样的应许。
The same promises.
只要我们相信。
As long as we believe.
只要我们渴慕。
As long as we thirst and hunger.
只要我们遵守你的道。
As long as we keep your word,
你给我们享受这个天上的福气。
You will give us the reward of the kingdom of heaven.
谢谢主，你把你的天国存在我们心里。
You have hidden this.
有一天你的国要降临。
One day your kingdom will come.
我们与你一同在国度里边。
And we shall be with you in your kingdom.
祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.